Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful for jungle and old school D&B, a rave pressure VHS style stab in Ableton Live 12. Not a giant chord wash, not a soft pad. A short, tense, mid-range hit that feels like it came from the rave era, but sits properly in a modern drum and bass arrangement. The goal here is simple. We want a stab that brings attitude, rhythm, and identity without fighting the break or the bass. In D&B, that matters a lot. The sub owns the floor, the drums carry the motion, and the stab lives in that middle space where it can become a hook, a response, or section marker. If you get it right, the track suddenly feels bigger and more personal. If you get it wrong, it just turns into clutter. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a simple synth source in Ableton. Operator is perfect, Wavetable works too. Keep it basic. One voice, one clear tonal source. A saw or square style waveform is a great place to begin. You do not want a huge stack or anything overly polished. The more complicated the source, the harder it is to shape into a tight stab. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a hit. Fast attack, short decay, low or no sustain, and a short release. You want the sound to speak quickly and get out of the way. If it feels more like a sustained note than a percussive statement, shorten it. What to listen for here is whether the raw tone already has enough attitude to cut through the break. Even before processing, it should feel like something that can live in a busy drum pattern. If it sounds polite or too soft, go back and simplify the source rather than trying to rescue it later with effects. Now shape the character with the filter. This is where the VHS rave flavor starts to appear. Use a low-pass filter and let the envelope open it just a little at the front of each note. You want a little bloom, not a huge sweep. Keep the resonance controlled so it adds personality without turning into a whistle. A good starting point is to set the attack very fast, the decay somewhere around 120 to 350 milliseconds, and keep the release short enough that the note stays punchy. Then adjust the cutoff until the sound feels like a stab, not a chord. If you want a brighter rave flavor, keep the filter higher and the decay shorter. If you want a darker VHS vibe, pull the cutoff down and let the note feel a bit more worn and shadowy. That choice is important. Brighter gives you urgency and lift. Darker gives you menace and space. Both can work in D&B, but they tell different stories. Now tune it properly. And I mean tune it to the track, not just to a note name on paper. In jungle and old school D&B, the stab often works best when it reinforces the bass line or creates tension against it. Try it against your sub and your break. Play a few notes and listen for the one that feels like it locks in with the groove. A really useful approach is to test the root, the minor third, the fourth, or the flat seventh depending on the mood you want. If it feels too sweet, shift it by a semitone and hear what happens. If it becomes too musical, simplify it. Sometimes the best rave stab is almost more like a pressure note than a full harmony. Why this works in D&B is because the stab is not acting like a piano chord progression. It's behaving like a rhythmic voice. It's part of the drum conversation. It can add emotion, but it still has to move like percussion. Now let's process it with a tight stuck device chain. A simple chain like EQ8, saturator, compressor, and utility can do a lot of heavy lifting. With EQ8, high pass the stab so it stays out of the sublane. Somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting range, but trust your ears. If it feels boxy, make a gentle cut around the low mids, roughly 250 to 450 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids carefully, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add saturator to give it some density. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to make it feel solid on small speakers and in a club. If needed, use soft clip mode to keep the peaks under control. After that, use compressor lightly if the front edge needs a little more shape. Don't squash it. Just keep the hit consistent and punchy. Finish with utility and check the width. In most D&B situations, the core of the stab should stay centered and mono-friendly. If it's too wide, it can vanish in mono and start fighting the hats and cymbals. Keep the body in the middle and only widen the top if the arrangement really needs it. What to listen for here is whether the sound still feels like a stab after processing. If it starts sounding like a texture or a blurred wash, you've gone too far. Pull back until the transient and the rhythm come back. If you want a dirtier VHS flavor, there's another route. Try auto-filter, overdrive, redux, and EQ8. That gives you a more degraded old sample vibe. Use it carefully. A little grit is great. Too much bit reduction can wipe out the groove and make the stab feel cheap instead of characterful. Once the tone feels right, place it in the groove. This part is huge. Do not just slap it on the grid and hope for the best. The stab needs to interact with the break and the bass. In jungle and old school DNB, it often works best just after a snare, in the gap between kick and snare, or as an answer to a little drum fill. Try a simple two bar pattern first. Put one hit on the offbeat after beat 1, then another around beat 3, and maybe vary the second bar slightly so it doesn't feel looped to death. Small tiny nudges matter here. Pushing a hit a few milliseconds late can give you a laid-back rude boy feel. Pulling one a little early can create urgency. What to listen for is whether the stab leans into the break or sits on top of it like a sticker. If the groove stiffens when the stab enters, the timing is probably too square or the note is too long. A really good habit is to duplicate the clip once you find the pocket, and then vary only one or two hits. That keeps the energy focused and saves time. You do not need to rebuild the whole thing every time. Now let's make it work as a call and response element. That is where it really starts to feel like a record instead of a loop. Let the stab answer the snare, a ghost note in the break, or a gap in the bassline. If your bassline is busy, keep the stab sparse. If the bassline is minimal, the stab can carry more of the hook. This is where arrangement thinking matters. Maybe bars 1 and 2 establish the motif. Bars 3 and 4 leave a little more space. Bars 5 and 6 bring the idea back with a variation. Bars 7 and 8 add a higher answer or a doubled hit to lift into the next phrase. A very useful self-check is to mute the bass for a moment and ask yourself whether the stab still feels musical. Then bring the bass back and listen again. If the two blur into each other, shorten the release, reduce the low mids, or rethink the note choice. The track should feel like it's conversing, not just stacking layers. If you want that Riddle VHS feel, don't overdo random lo-fi effects. Controlled degradation works much better. Slight detune, mild saturation, filter top end, a little instability between hits. That's usually enough. One powerful move is to print the stab to audio once it's working. That lets you commit to a shape and gives you something more sample-like. Then you can process the audio again with EQ, saturator, or auto filter. Printing can actually make the result feel more authentic, because old sample-era sounds often had fixed imperfections. That's the vibe, not endless tweakability. A sound with a clear identity. You can also make the stereo field more disciplined. Keep the main hit centered. If you want width, do it in a second layer or only in the upper part of the sound. A dry mono stab for punch, plus a quieter filtered layer for haze, can work really well. The dry layer carries the groove, and the shadow layer carries the mood. Here's the key trade-off. Wider can feel bigger and more nostalgic, but too much width makes the stab disappear on club systems and start fighting the rest of the mix. For darker DNB, mono discipline usually wins. Now think about arrangement. Don't leave it stuck in loop mode. Use the stab like a section marker. In the intro, you might tease it with a filter. In the first drop, keep it sparse so the break and bass establish the pocket. In the middle, add a variation, maybe a different octave or one extra response hit. In the second drop, open the filter more or change the rhythm slightly, so it feels like the same idea, but upgraded. That recognition plus variation is what makes it land in jungle and old school DNB. The listener wants the motif to return, but not in exactly the same way every time. And of course, do the final mix check in context. Listen to the stab with drums and bass together. Make sure the sub still owns the low end. Make sure the snare still cracks through. Make sure the break transients are not being swallowed. If the stab masks the snare, shorten it or move it so it answers the snare instead of landing directly on top of it. If it clashes with the bass, high pass it a little more or choose a note with less congestion. If it disappears, add a touch more saturation or give it a little more presence in the upper mids. This is where you want to remember something important. In this style, arrangement often beats mixing. If the break gets busy, reduce the stab density instead of trying to force it through with more distortion and more volume. Sometimes the strongest move is simply to leave space, so the finished result should feel like a rave memory, with modern discipline. Short, tense, slightly haunted, rhythmically locked, clear in mono, strong enough to define a section, but disciplined enough to leave the drums and bass room to breathe. To keep yourself honest, use the quick practice exercise. Build a two-bar motif with one synth source, mostly mono, no more than three notes, and at least one full beat of silence inside the phrase. Then process it with stock Ableton devices and sketch a simple 8-bar arrangement where the stab changes once through filter, note choice, or rhythm. That little test will tell you very quickly whether the idea is working. And if you want to push it further, take on the full challenge. Build a 16-bar jungle or DNB section with three versions of the same stab, one clean, one dark, and one degraded. Keep the core identity the same, but make the energy evolve. That's the real skill here. So remember the formula. Simple source, tight envelope, smart tuning, controlled processing, groove-aware placement, and arrangement variation. If the stab hits with attitude, stays readable in the mix, and makes you miss it when it's muted, you've got it. Now go build it in Ableton Live 12, tune it against your break and bass, and make that old-school pressure speak.